Blog Talk Radio.
Please.
gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer. Break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time. Will somebody clap your hands? It's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Bless you, fellas and friends. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I know that we will always rejoice and be glad in it. I just give God the praise and we give God the honor because he is worthy to be praised. And I just magnify his holy name because no matter what we go through, no matter what you're going, I got a question. Do you got a war inside your spirit? Do you got a war in your belly? Do you got a war inside of you? Are you an individual that just going to lay down and allow the enemy push you around, allow different things to go on? Are you going to take a stand? And I know down in my spirit that it's individuals right now, tonight, that they are willing to take a stand no matter what. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, you got to get into a place where that you're not going to allow the adversary, or you're not going to allow, not even the adversary, but you're not going to allow people to come into your life or come into a place to take what God has for you. You got to understand that God wants you into a blessed place. It is your blessed place. It is your blessed time. It is your blessed season. It is your blessed walk. How many blessed folks that we have out there all over the world? Is there any blessed folks in Norway? Is there any blessed folks, my God Almighty, in United Kingdom? Is there any blessed folks is in Europe? Is there any blessed folks, my God Almighty, in Egypt? Is there any blessed folks right now over there in Australia? Is there any blessed folks in France? Our international listener, I bless God for you. But I know right here in the United States of America, I know they sounding off, my God, this afternoon, that saying, hey, I am blessed. And I am highly favored. I am so blessed that I'm going to keep pushing. I'm so blessed that I'm going to make it to a place of prayer. I'm going to make it to a place of worship. I'm going to make it to a place where I keep my praise that is inside of me. And I'm not going to allow anything to separate me from the love of God. And not only for the love of God, but for the love of the assignment that God has me in. Is there any blessed people's mind, God, this afternoon and say, here I am. Right here in our very own United States of America, Los Angeles, Nevada. My God, we bless God for you. Tennessee, we seek you. We thank God for you as well. Delaware, God bless you. You in the house. New York, Minnesota, you are in the house. Massachusetts, we thank God for you. Texas, Alabama, we thank God for you as well. Here you are, Florida, we give God the praise. Tennessee, South Carolina, Virginia, we give you the praise. As well, I thank God that each and every one of you in the house, and you understand that, listen, our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of every stronghold, of everything that is not like God, everything that is trying to attach to our life, everything that is trying to come against us, for we won't get into the place that God ordained and God has for us. Amen. How many of you know that it comes to a time to where now I got to fight. Now I got to begin to put together some strategy. Now I got to put together some weapons of my warfare. Amen. I got to begin to put on this armor because I refuse to allow the enemy to come in my life to steal, kill, and destroy. I refuse to allow the enemy to use the different things. my God, of my past to try to hunt me down and try to bring me to the place, my God, where I am submitting to his will, but not God's will. It's time for you, the saints of God, to take a stand and get on up, and we just continue to fight and continue to press and continue to plead the blood, because no weapon formed, my God, against us, against you, against your seed, against your family, against your children, against your career, against your health, against your finances, it will not prosper. It won't work. It ain't going to work. It can't work because you are covered under what? Under the blood of Jesus, you are covered. So I give God the honor. We give God the praise. We just magnify his holy name, because I truly believe that it's a Satan that has already started to happen into the body of Christ. And one thing that I truly understand, I truly know, it's not for everybody. Amen? It's not for everybody. Sometimes God going to a place of transition and shift, and it's only the strong going to keep making it. It's only the one that is just going to continue to endure. It's ones that are going to be steadfast. Or you can really say, my God, this afternoon, that I am truly steadfast. I'm steadfast to the calling. I'm steadfast to the assignment. I'm steadfast to the position. I'm steadfast to the place where God has me at. I'm steadfast in my prayer, in my worship. I refuse to be unmovable. I refuse to be, my God, unplucked up. You ain't going to be able to pluck me up or pluck me out. Amen? Because why? We are steadfast. I know that it's some steadfast individual ready to go to the next realm, ready to go to the next level. You've been pressing. You've been pressing through the fire. You've been pressing through the storm. You've been pressing through the valley. You're going to live, my God. And I know that you got a testimony. I know that you got something that God has for you. All your pressing, all your tears, all your, my God, that you don't been in a place and that you don't been in, you have not been in it in vain. You have not been in it in vain. You just get ready for this last push. You get ready for this last press. I know that you've been praying, you've been fasting, you've been pushing, you've been taking every fiery thought, you've been taking all the persecution, you've been taking the lies, you've been taking all kinds of things that have been standing your way. Well, sister and brother, I wish I could pray you out of it. I wish I could kick you out of it. But if not, because I cannot, because it's a process that God got you going through. It's a process that he's taking you. It's a process that you got to press through. How many people, my God, tonight, this afternoon, know that I'm ready to go through the process, because I refuse to keep sitting here on the same paddy wagon. I refuse to sit here on the same place. I want to keep pressing into the things of the living God. Is there anybody out there this afternoon that say, I am ready to press. I'm ready to get to that place. I've been through the squeeze, and I've been through the valley of lack. I've been through the place of poverty. I've been through a place where I don't know, because my health is at a sticky place, is I'm going to live to see tomorrow. I don't know, God. I'm ready to get into that place. I'm ready to come out of myself. I'm ready to come out of my stubborn ways. I'm ready to come out of my own thoughts and my own will. And I'm ready to step into a place with you. I'm ready to go. Is there anybody? My God, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight and said, God, I'm ready to go into the place within you. I'm tired of fighting with myself. I'm tired of fighting with my ways. I'm tired of fighting with my fault. I'm tired of having my own character, my own influence, my own decision making that constantly getting me into a place of nowhere. I'm ready for you, God, for you can order myself, for you I can be led by you, for I can walk with you, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm ready to go. I know that it's many of you right now that say, God, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I've been through the tears. I've been through the bloodshed. I've been through the sleepless night. I don't want to go through the sleepless night no more. I'm ready for my peace to come in. I'm ready for the worship. I'm ready to submit. I'm ready to cry before you. God, help me right now. It's your will, not my will. Let your will be done in my life. Come and keep pressing. Come and keep moving. I got to live. I got to press through the persecution. I got to press through the lies. I got to press through the hardship. I got to press through the lack. I got
am pressed on the discomfort of relationship. And I know you're going to bring me into a place of testimony. And I know that as many of you listening right now, tonight, my God, this afternoon, that God is ready to bring you into a place of testimony. He is ready to bring you into a place, my God Almighty, that you don't been pressing, you don't been through the fire. Now it's time for you to get ready to go into your place of testimony. Can I prophesize to you, business owner? Can I prophesize to you, business woman? Can I prophesize to you, business man? My God Almighty, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes into the morning. You hold on, you keep holding on, because one day it's going to work. One day it's going to work out for you, because God's hand is upon you, and you just got to keep walking. You just got to keep pressing. Don't worry about what the naysayers say. Don't worry about their public feelings. No, you're in the wrong business. You're in the wrong calling. But, baby, you got to step out. Faith without works is dead. And I know that as many of you tonight, you are ready to walk by faith and not by sight. And God is ready to, my God, to launch you into that next place within Him. Ready to launch you into that next realm with Him. Ready to launch you into that next area with inside of Him. Father, we pray on tonight that you will give us access to the depthness of your belly. You will give us the access to the depthness of the end of you. In the name of Jesus, we have not been fighting. We have not been pressing. We have not been seeking your face. We have not been crying and having blood shed and tears in the spirit. We have not been keep coming to the place ready to throw in the tower to be left on the outside. We want to get into you, God. The day we ask you, allow the Holy Ghost to show us the secret, for we can enter into your spirit, for we can enter into another place within you, God. For we can begin to worship on another level, begin to pray on another dimension, for we can be hidden for the fiery thoughts of the enemy, for the persecution of the adversary, my God, because we are hiding within inside of you, inside of your belly. We thank you, God, for the blessing that you've given us, God. We thank you, God, for the refreshing that you've been giving our spirit, for we can keep enduring, for we can keep pressing, for we can keep ministering, for we can keep working, for we can keep loving, for we can keep engaging into the things of the spirit, where we shift in, my God Almighty, not only, my God, our personal life, but we shift in nations. We are shifting generations. We are shifting, my God Almighty, individual from one place into another place within you. So we give you the glory, God, that you have not gave up on us. You have not thrown a towel on us. Even in our hardness of time to where we're ready to give up, you still come by and pick us up and say you can make it. Keep on pressing. We thank you for the comforter. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. So God, help us to fight that Goliath. Help us to fight that giant within inside of us, God. Some of us got a giant of hurt. Some of us got a giant of pain. Some of us got a giant, my God Almighty, of untrust. Some of us got a giant of alcohol and drugs. Some of us got a giant, my God, of being stubborn. Some of us got a giant, God, of lying and manipulation, God. What kind of giant is? We ask you to help us. Help us, God, so we can begin to be getting ready to spend eternity with you. But we will not lift up our eyes into hell, God. The place where we can enter into deliverance, God. Deliver us with our vision. Deliver us with our mind. Help us, God. Be delivered from this old tongue, God. Things that we are speaking death, we're not speaking life. Things that we are cursing our own life, we are not blessing, God. Help us to be delivered of that tongue within ourselves, God. For we can come into a place within you, for you can be very well pleased with us. We will celebrate. We will give you the glory. We will shout your name. We will magnify you in this day and time, God, as you keep shaking our spirits and keep shaking our minds and keep shaking back in our homes, God. We shall, my God Almighty, lift our heads and lift our voices and lift our mouth, all ye geeks, in the name of Jesus. We penetrate, God, in the name of Jesus, through the atmosphere that is which trying to come upon us of the Lord heavens, that is trying to bring warfare and wrath in our life, but we won't begin, my God, to face the different things that is in our life. We will not be intimidated by the Goliath spirit. We will not be intimidated by the mountain in the name of Jesus. We will not, my God, be intimidated about the adversary and any imps, any demons that he want to release, my God, to help to stop us from moving forward within you and hold us up for being blessed in your name. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We will not be intimidated in the name of Jesus. We will not be shaken, my God, in the name of Jesus. This is the season where we are made up our mind. We're ready to face that Goliath in our life. We refuse to allow our childhood, where some of us have been molested and some of us been raped, to hold us out, to hold, my God, to hold us to our right now. We refuse right now, in the name of Jesus, allow past relationships, my God, we're untrusting in, my God, manipulation and lies and deception don't went on to mess up relationships right now today. We look at that past relationship as if it's our mountain, as I is if our Goliath. We command it in the name of Jesus to get up out our way in the name of Jesus. God, we must go back to the beginning of the first part of our weakness, where it will begin to enter in, where we begin to submit, God, to peer pressure. We begin to submit, my God, to ungodly thoughts. Thoughts, my God, conversation of the adversary. My God, pressure that is coming from the adversary that position us into a place to where we need to submit, my God, to join the crowd. Where we felt like that we need to join in with the team and join in with the crowd. We come against it now in the name of Jesus. We go back in our past. We set them doors in the name of Jesus. We set the doors where we begin to pick up the nicotine and the drug spirit. We set them doors where we begin to engage into perverseness in the name of Jesus. We set them doors when we begin to operate into drugs in the name of Jesus. We go back in our past. We set them doors in the name of Jesus. That everything that the adversary begin to prop us in, mold us into the place where we begin to operate into things that is not of God. We set them doors in the name of Jesus. We must set them doors for all relationship. Relationship like marriage. Relationship, my God Almighty, like friendship. Relationship like, my God Almighty, spiritual sons and spiritual daughters. And my God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we set them doors when the adversary don't came in and don't slaughter our hearts and slaughter our minds, where we don't have no trust and we're not walking with trust. In the name of Jesus, we set that Goliath in the name of Jesus, and we begin to them doors in the name of Jesus, God. We must go back in our past and begin to engage, my God, and begin to set them doors when lust of this thing begin to creep in, where the spirit of depression begin to creep in, where rejection begin to creep in, God. For some, it was our childhood. For some, it was our teenage years. For some, it was in our, my God, young adult years. We go back into our past. We begin to uproot every Goliath spirit that is in our past, that brought forth, my God, rejection, that brought forth, my God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, that brought forth depression in the name of Jesus. We go back and we uproot it in the name of Jesus. We face every situation in our minds, in our past, that was, my God, that opened up that door for rejection to come in, depression to come in the name of Jesus. We come in and set them door in the name of Jesus, because we want to be free in your will. We want to be free in your perfect will, God, for we can begin to engage into the walk within you, into the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for you giving us the power. We thank you, God, for you giving us the strength, for we can continue to engage into the things within you, God, for we shall not be individuals sitting by the wayside and sitting into a place where you're not coming in, my God Almighty. We're trying to wonder and ponder, where is you, God? We have a wrestling match of issues in our minds and of circumstances that is in our hearts. We go back in our past, God. We begin to dig up everything that is not like you, that it took place in our hearts. It begins to take place and root in, God, where it calls us to have envy in the spirit, envy for people and for each other's, God. In the name of Jesus, we come back in our past and we shut them doors in the name of Jesus. For we will not walk into a place of envy, for we will not walk into a place of wrath, but we shall walk into a place of peace. We shall walk into a place of humbleness. We shall walk into a place of love. We shall walk into a place, my God, that you chose us to be in this day and time as your servants, as your vessel. In the name of Jesus, we set them doors in our childhood all over the world. My God, regardless of what part of the world we're in, if we're in French, United Kingdom, Norway, it doesn't matter. But we come in the name of Jesus and close them in the name of Jesus, because you called us your sons and daughters, and every saint and every Goliath that is in our life, it has to go. In the name of Jesus, it has to go. We set them, God, in the name of Jesus. We refuse to allow our Goliaths and allow the things of our past to trap us into the place where you have for us now. We will not be hostage, and we will not be trapped into the things that you already delivered us from. Deliver us, Holy Ghost, from ourselves, for we won't be continue to hold on yesterday, but we'll hold on to now. And you keep engaging us into a place within you. We thank you, God, that today we're going to continue to face our Goliath until he's completely gone. Our Goliath, some of us have been molested. Our Goliath, some of us have been raped. Our Goliath, some of us have been taken advantage of. We're going to face it now in the name of Jesus. Because we want to be free to worship you. We want to be free. And we don't give no open access to the enemy for he could continue to try to come in and penetrate through our life. We confess the different things that we engaged in, God. We confess whatever you have, my God, things that we know of, things that we don't know of, because we want to be keep made pure and holy in your sight. We thank you, God, that you've given us the strength for we can keep engaging into the things of the adversary, keep engaging into the things of you and disengaging the things of the adversary. We set them doors. As many of you, my God Almighty, consecration, and you begin to seek the Lord. You're seeking the Lord. As you begin to elevate and as you begin to keep ascended into the Spirit of God, it's different things that is in our personal life. It's not about our neighbor. It's not about the person who lied on you. It's not about the person who's throwing persecution at you or who see you differently. Because they don't have the permission, they don't have the power to prevent you from ascending into the place with God. The only person that has that power is you. You have the power to decide not to ascend. It's time for us to come as the body of Christ, to come out of this place where we at and keep elevating, my God, into the things of God. So we can help affect the prayer life, affect the worship. And the way to have affect the prayer life and affect the worship is we set every door in our life that is not of God. We set every door that is in our past. We set different doors that, my God, that we came in our beginning that got us into engaged into things that is not of God. We set different things. Things that we willfully engaged in, and now we can look at it and say, God, you know what? I willfully engaged into that. I wanted it at the time. I did not know the repercussion. I did not know the circumstances that are going to come behind it, God. So tonight I shut them doors because I want to continue to elevate. I want to continue to soar within you. I want to continue, my God, to advance into your presence. I want to continue so you can look down upon me in the name of Jesus. So now I come and shut them doors. Some of us have stores of drug abuse that we don't engage into a different place within God, even though we lift up hands, even though we worship in God. But once we get out of the place of worship, once we get out of the place of lifting our hands, we go back to the crack house. We go back to the drug house. We go back to the place to where I'm trying to escape from. So I take you back into your past right now in the name of Jesus. I take you back to the first place where you got that first hit. I take you back to the first place, the feeling, the reason why you came into the hit, regardless of both pressure and depression. I take control of the adversary in the name of Jesus. I help you stand and look at your Goliath and we shut them doors in the name of Jesus. Some of us, we come from a place to where we alcohol don't take over our life. Alcohol don't take over our life. Can't worship God without drinking. Alcohol don't take over our life in the morning, in the afternoon, in the noonday. It don't take over our life. So now I take you in the name of Jesus and go take you back in your past. Take you back to the first place where you first had that desire to sip. I engage it in the Holy Ghost. I diffuse it right now in the name of Jesus. I come and shut them doors. Now the adversary is trying to use the weakness to kill you. But we pray the blood of Jesus that is not going to work. And we shut them doors in the name of Jesus. Some of you tonight, you're dealing with hurt. You're dealing with trust. I must take you back into your past when you first got hurt. That first feeling, that first decision that caused the hurt, that caused the pain. I take you back right now in the name of Jesus and have you to look at the adversary in his face. Look at the liar, that giant. And we forgive. We forgive and move on. Because my life today is a testimony. I'm stronger today. I'm bigger today. What should have took me out, it didn't take me out. I'm still here worshiping the living God. I'm still here giving God the praise. I'm still here. You still here. Still giving God the praise. Still giving God the worship. The enemy trying to fight you into the things that is dead. But we command everything that God done killed and the Holy Ghost done deliver us from. We command it to stay dead in the name of Jesus. Let God arise. And as God arise, our enemies will be scattered. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We set them doors. We set every door that is open in our life, doors that we know of, doors that we don't know of, doors that we did not know that we gave the adversary access to the end. We ask the Lord to reveal it to us so we can begin to shut them in the name of Jesus. I challenge each and every one of you tonight, by God, this afternoon, all over the world, I challenge you. You begin to go back into your past. Some of you, you're still on drugs. Some of you, you're on alcohol. Some of you, you have a nicotine issue. Some of you, you have a profanity issue. Some of you got lying issues, manipulation issues. Some of you dealing with depression. Some of you dealing with rejection. Some of you dealing with trust. Some of you still scarred and wounded from being raped, from being molested. God order to shut doors properly in your life. We got to begin to engage into our past. We got to begin to engage into the place that God has for us. Sometimes we don't begin to shut doors properly because we don't go back to our past. We don't go back to the place to where the doors begin to open. In order for you to begin to shut the door, you got to go back to the beginning where the door opened. And where the door opened from the beginning, and now we got to go to that beginning place and go ahead and shut that door. I know some of you, it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very hard. For you could go back to the beginning of your life. What doors open? The enemy cannot enter into your life. I want to share this, and I'm getting ready to go. The enemy cannot enter into your life unless he had an access point. He need an access point to enter into your life. He need an access point to enter into your home. He cannot enter into your life unless he has an access point. And he uses different things. Because some of us, we get to this place, I feel like I'm strong. I feel like I don't need no one. I feel like this, and we sweep our true feelings under the rug. And our true feelings is just a hiding place. We hide in our true feelings. We hide in the place that where you're going to hurt me. We hide the place the way I lie, and it don't feel so good. We hide that place. We have to shut them doors. For you to go to the next level, for we should engage into the things of God, for our finances and different things, we turn around for our life to keep going and keep prospering. It's time for me to be truthful with myself. Regardless of who want to say something or who got something to say about you, what kind of this or what kind of that, but it's time for me, Lord, to be truthful with myself. It's time for me, Lord, to be truthful who I am. And if I got him out of your soul, it hurt me. When that came at me, it hurt me. When this comes into me, and I didn't know which way to go. I tried to find help, but I kept it to myself. Because I kept it to myself, that's where the door was open of depression. That's where the door was open of rejection. That's why the door was open when the enemy introduced me to alcohol. He introduced me to drugs. And because I was hurt, because I was in pain, I shoved it. Did not know the repercussion. I did not know the addiction. I did not know the stronghold that is going to bring me right now today that I have a struggle with tonight, God. I go back and face that Goliath. I go back and face it, God. So you need to ask me, God, if you give me the struggle right now, I can go back and face it. I thought I was over that rock, God. I thought I was over that. I thought I was all that yesterday when I was raped. I thought I was all that yesterday. I was molested. I thought I was all right, God. But God, it hurts me every day. It hurts me every night. It hurts me. It hurts me. And the enemy keeps coming in through that area. That's why I walk around mad. That's why I walk around. I don't want to deal with people. I walk around with trust issues. I walk around because I'm trying to figure out, next going to take advantage of me. I go back and face that Goliath in my past, Lord. I forgive and release the individual that did. And refuse to allow the individual now to have control over my life. Allow the door to be open for the adversary to come in. I set it in the name of Jesus. Shut them doors. I set them in the name of Jesus. I challenge you all tonight to be truthful who you are. Let the liar be the liar. They got to face God. Let the persecute. They got to face God. Let slander be slander. They got to face God. A liar cannot stop you from elevating. A person that thinks, don't think highly of you cannot stop you from elevating. But the things that is within ourselves that we realize have not come to terms with can stop us from elevating. It can stop us from being delivered. It can stop us from being helped. And we refuse. I beg you to refuse to carry the enemy luxury anymore. Refuse to carry his lunch, his dirty rags, his dirty stuff. Set them doors. Because now God is ready to bring me in a place of more than enough. God is ready to bring me in a place to where my joy is overwhelming my sorrows. My God, when we set them, tonight I'll challenge you all throughout this week as we consecrate and seek in the face of the Lord. We set the doors of your fears. Some of you don't want to be in a relationship because you have a fear that the person you're going to be in, they're going to walk away from you. They're going to turn on you because of what happened to you in your past. Now the spirit of sabotage done came into your life. It's sabotaging you with every healthy relationship. Every relationship that comes in is sabotaging that relationship. But we take you back into your past. We take you back into the heart. We take you back to where the mistrust that happened. We take you back, my God, where the downfall happened. We take you back to the beginning, how you to face that Goliath, for you to shut that door. We take you back. Because God want to elevate you forward. But you need to kill that old man. You need to kill that old thought. You need to kill them old ways. You need to kill that old hurt. You need to kill them old situations. You need to kill that old stuff that causing you to be controlled by the adversary today. That causing you to be, my God, a demonic puppet into today. To take you back and shut them doors. Last but not least, I hear the Holy Ghost calling me. I hear the Holy Ghost yelling out in my spirit. He said, my God, I hear the Holy Ghost saying tonight, he said, tell him to shut the door to the one. Father, don't pass. Mother, don't pass. And you could not, my God, spend the time that you need to spend with them. Some of you, you have them regretful because you didn't have the proper relationship with your father. You didn't have the proper relationship with your mother. And they don't come, they don't pass. And now you got depression. And now you're hurting because you said you wish you would have, you should have, you could have. But I shut them doors in the name of Jesus. I shut them doors. I help you shut them in the name of Jesus. Help you shut them. You got to forgive yourself, daughter. Forgive yourself, sister. Forgive yourself, son. You have and because you cannot change what happened yesterday, my soul, you can make a difference into today. For God can take us into that place of promise. He can take you into that place that he's been promising you, that he's been telling you. He can take you into that place of more than enough. He can take you into that place, my God Almighty, that he can, my God, you've been changing your dreams, you've been changing your vision. He can take you into that place where poverty is just, prosperity is just taking over your life. He can take you into that place. But we got to shut them doors. We got to face the Goliath. We got to face the mountains. We have to face it in the name of Jesus. If not, we'll constantly be demonic puppets. We'll constantly see things that the adversary wants us to see things. We'll constantly hear things what the adversary wants us to hear. We'll constantly find ourselves back into the same pit, back into the same place. We'll find ourselves in confusion. We'll find ourselves in the midst of lying. We'll find ourselves in the midst of slander because we got doors open that need to be shut. And I need Jesus, help me, Lord, to shut them. And help me, Lord, if I can walk away from this crutch. Help me, Lord, if I can walk away from this alcohol. Help me, Lord, if I can put these cigarettes down. Help me, Lord, if I can walk away from this perverse spirit. Help me, Lord. living in pain of my past, pain of my yesterday. And I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to look at the light. I'm ready to look at the mountain. I'm ready to look at the man in the mirror. Or I'm ready to look at the woman in the mirror. And say it's not going to happen no more. It's not going to happen no more. I challenge each and every one of you, my God. And I hope the Holy Ghost leave this in the spirit with you and to challenge you to begin to look and search and begin to get ready to shut the doors and face your Goliath. Not the Goliath that everybody got to say about you. Not the Goliath that everybody want to talk about you. That is a bunch of nonsense, and don't focus on that, but focus on what's going to make you a better person for you to continue to excel in God. Focus on what I need to do, for I won't be a puppet of the demonic entity. They keep using me and taking me into a place of lack and place of poverty, place of judgment, place where my life is cursed. I want to go into a place where my life is blessed. I want to go into joy. I want to go into peace. I want to go into the place that where God make me lie down in the green pastures. But I've had enough of that. So I face my Goliath tonight. I face my mountain tonight. And I don't run away from it no more. I don't run in fear. I don't run intimidation. But I look at it head on. I look at it eye to eye, nose to nose. And I walk through it. I walk through it. You walk through it. You walk through it, brother. You walk through it, sister. Walk through it, Father. You could do it. You hold it to your children. You hold it to yourself. It's your time to go in peace, happiness, and joy. Let's continue to engage this week in the Spirit of the Lord. For we could begin to face whatever Goliath is within ourselves. For we could begin to shut every door that is not of God. For we could quit the adversary, stop the adversary. For enter into our minds and enter into our dwelling place. For he understands that there's nothing here in this house that belongs to him. There's nothing here in this house that he have access or need to come back and get. Because we've given everything to him, every past hurt for ever since we were little children, a child, teenagers, young adult. Doesn't matter what time, it doesn't matter the season, doesn't matter the day, or it doesn't matter the year. We're going to give it back to him. Because God's got a place for us to where we ain't worrying about it no more. A place of joy, a place of peace, a place of happiness. A place to where we are staying blessed, we're just not being blessed. A place to where our bodies are completely healed and made whole. That's the place God has for us. And that's the place, if you are determined, to shut them doors, to get rid of the things that is in you. Begin to line up with the doctrine of God. That's the place he's going to take you at. Join us back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We're going to keep on engaging into the things of the Lord. You be blessed. God bless all of you.